One of the pitfalls for less experienced students when writing about unseen poetry is the tendency to attach to a reading of a poem and then ignore any alternative readings that might be available. It's natural to want to simplify the complexities of poetry, to find a fixed meaning rather than wrestle with ambiguity, which takes more mental effort. But poems are not, as I've said, puzzles to be solved. The antidote to polarizing your approach is to use modal verbs, these signposts to the examiner, that you are aware that a poem may have layers of meaning, or that it can be read in more than one way. By using phrases like "this might suggest that" or "this could indicate that" shows a more nuanced appreciation of the complexity of poetry than magnetically attaching yourself to one interpretation, which might simplify or misread the poem. It's also worth bearing in mind that often poems are not about what they seem to be about. For example, Simon Armitage's poem Tractors does include a scene in which a convoy of tractors driven by characters in pink costumes travel past the narrator, but it's actually about a cancer diagnosis. Likewise, Ozymandias is not really about the ancient ruler so much as it's a study of hubris and the ephemeral nature of human lives. By using modal verbs and remaining open to different readings of a poem, you are likely to produce a more sophisticated and therefore higher scoring response.